This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new soybean yield record has been set. Growers in the Illinois Soybean Association's Yield Challenge have reported yields in the high 80 to 90 bushel range, but a Champaign County farmer, Jason Lakey, set a new record for Illinois soybeans with a yield of 108.3 bushels per acre, topping last year's record yield of 104 bushels per acre. Jason won the challenge using Asgrow's AG4135 variety for soybeans, and I recently had a chance to talk with the brand manager for Asgrow, DePaul Chaudhry. DePaul and I talked about the yield challenge and some other exciting things happening for the business.
It's really exciting always going through harvest season because you get to see tangible numbers to what we thought we were seeing in the field. And what's really, really exciting is that we partner with the Illinois Soybean Association, they run their independent yield contest. And this year we had a farmer, Bob Lakey, with Lakey Farms out of Central Illinois, that won the contest. And what we're really, really excited and what we congratulate him on is that he won it with Asgrow AG4135. And it was neat talking to Bob early on in harvest because he's like, man, those 4135s, they're podding really well, they're looking really good. And then he's like, they might yield, 70 to 80 bushel, and we're all excited. That's really good yields for our neck of the woods. And lo and behold, the yield results come out, and he won the yield contest with 108 bushels. Three-digit number for soybean yields is uncommon, and to see him put that bar where he did with those with that variety was really, really exciting. And we're excited for the Lakey Farms and the success that they had, but we're all also really excited because that's our brand new variety that we just launched in 2015, and to see our genetics, our latest genetics, raising the bar for yield, that's what farmers are looking for. They plant these new products to get the latest and greatest, but they also plant it to get the best yield, and to see these new varieties setting that bar high is something that we're really, really excited about.
Well, that's definitely a great success story. Great to hear. Now, as we just are finishing up harvest for 2015, besides that story, what were some other results that you have seen throughout the growing area?
Throughout Illinois, I talked to multiple farmers, rode in a few combines, and what was really exciting is that overall soybeans were having pretty good yields. We had some wet weather, we had some disease pressure, but in general, soybeans did really well. You talk to farmers that are used to 40, 50 bushel, they were seeing 60, 70 bushel. You talk to farmers that are, maybe aiming for 60 bushel, seeing 70, 80. I get that. What was really exciting is how much we were able to separate ourselves from the competition. And in the case of Bob, he certainly set himself apart with Asgrow soybeans from the competition. So it's not just overall soybeans doing well, but Asgrow separating from the competition is what we're really excited about out of a harvest this year.
Well, it definitely sounds like Asgrow is having a lot of success with their products. Something else you wanted to touch on was Xtend.
Sure. Xtend soybeans is our dicamba-tolerant soybeans, the new trait that we're excited to launch. This is something really exciting because it's the largest trait launch that we'll have with Asgrow to date. This is the largest launch for Asgrow, but it's also the largest launch for Monsanto when it comes to soybeans. And to put things in perspective, in 2009, we launched Genuity Roundup Ready to Yield soybeans. We had six varieties that we launched. We will be launching 25 varieties nationally with at least one variety in each eight maturity groups. So we have a very broad and deep portfolio with this trait launch, not to mention that we have substantial volume that we're able to launch with. So we're really, really excited about this trait launch. Within Illinois, we have 12 varieties that we're focusing on. We had plots in the field where we're able to get local, tangible knowledge of how these products perform in our soils. So we're really excited about that. We really encourage farmers to go and start talking to their dealers about these products because we have a pre-order process in place where the dealer can put a pre-order in place for the farmer, and then as soon as we get our last couple milestones that we're waiting on, those orders will turn into real orders where we'll continue to process and ship those orders, if you will. We have a couple milestones in terms of the China approval that we're waiting on for imports, and then the EPA over the top for chemistry, but we anticipate those to continue to move along as planned.
Okay, well, lots of great things happening with Asgrow. Is there anything that we've missed that you'd like to add?
What I'd sum it up with is, hey, we're seeing great performance. Farmers are starting to talk about it. Farmers like the Lakeys are really excited about this performance, and especially when it comes to the newer varieties. Supply is tight and demand is high. So as we do that, I would encourage farmers to go ahead and talk to their farmers now to get their supply booked.
Once again, that was Asgrow brand manager DePaul Chaudhry. Over the past decade, the United States agricultural exports to China have risen considerably, which has propelled China into its position as the fastest growing and highest value export destination for U.S. farm and food products. In 2011, China surpassed Canada to become the top U.S. market and has since kept the position. In the fiscal year of 2015, U.S. agriculture and related exports to China totaled $25.9 billion, comprising approximately 16% of all U.S. ag exports. While the rapid growth in U.S. farm exports to China has plateaued in recent years, many conditions signal the potential for continued long-term growth and trade expansion in China. An increasingly urban population, a growing middle class, and higher disposable incomes have increased Chinese consumers' ability to diversify their diets and purchase high-value, protein-rich foods. USDA forecasts a considerable increase in China's imports of coarse grains, soybeans, cotton, beef, and pork by 2024. Growth in U.S. exports of horticultural goods, dairy, and alcoholic beverages to China are also predicted in the future. The value of U.S. agricultural and related exports to China has more than tripled over the last 10 years, reaching a record $29.6 billion in fiscal year 2014 before declining slightly in 2015. A new study shows conventional ethanol in gasoline is reducing carbon emissions into the air dramatically since the Renewable Fuels Standard took effect 7 years ago. A study commissioned by the Renewable Fuels Association suggests that the RFS has reduced carbon emission by 354 million metric tons since 2008. Association President Bob Dineen says it's the equivalent to the annual emissions of 74 million passenger cars or 1.9 million rail cars of burned coal. However, the petroleum industry argues otherwise as it fights to boost gasoline sales and reduce ethanol volumes in the renewable fuel standard that's due to be out on November 30th.
The American Petroleum Institute right now is spending a boatload of money to misinform people about ethanol's impact.
The American Petroleum Institute is trying and having some success to convince the EPA there are not enough E85 and E15 blender pumps to overcome the so-called blend wall of 10% market saturation. Dineen counters that with USDA investing 5,000 new blender pumps and gas usage rising on lower prices, President Obama needs to make the case for renewable fuels at the upcoming Paris Climate Summit.
You've got a great program here. Don't forget about it. Show the leadership that the United States has demonstrated and tell the world about a great program and encourage them to adopt it.
The Renewable Fuels Association commissioned study by California-based Life Cycle Associates shows conventional corn ethanol reduced auto emissions by an estimated 39%. In other national ag news, Deere & Company will soon provide an outlook as to what may be in store for the ag industry in 2016. The world's largest seller of combines and tractors will report its fiscal fourth quarter results on Wednesday. With the report will come a sales outlook that will set the tone for the farm machinery industry in 2016. The report is expected to show a big step down in Deere's projection that would signal a prolonged slump for the sector, according to the Wall Street Journal. Demand for farm equipment has matched the demand for machinery used in mining and oil and gas production, which are also reeling in a global commodity slump. For fiscal year 2016, analysts expect Deere's total equipment revenue to fall 7%, down to $24.4 billion from the $26.3 billion estimated for the past year. As in 2008, equipment manufacturers are hoping for Congress to restore tax deductions for farmers up to $500,000 and to make the deductions permanent to help spur equipment purchasing. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.